Have you ever felt overwhelmed by life or unable to see any other way through? Maybe you've even said to yourself, there has to be a better way. The good news is that there is always a better way. It's time to reclaim your humanity. Welcome to Getting to Unstuck, the 20-minute jolt that you need to help you in life and work. So let's get started.
I just pressed the go live thing because we weren't going live.
Oh, now we're live.
Sorry.
We're live. We're live. Hello.
I love the live part of this.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening and wondering if we're really live, we must be live now. We must be, if you can hear us. Good morning.
I thought it used to be automatic.
I know. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. It is Teamwork Tuesday, but it's a lot of other great things today too as well. So welcome to Getting to Unstuck. We are happy that you're here. Today we've got a lot going on. There's a lot going on all around us, a lot going on globally. There's a lot going on in the workplace. There's a lot going on in every single individual life. There are so many elements to being human these days, don't you think?
Yes. It's dizzying. It really is when you think about it.
It's dizzying, right? When you when you think about all the things that in the last couple of years, let's just think about the last 5 years, let's say, what's happened in the world, right?
Oh, yes.
We've had pandemics, we've had financial crises. We've had massive impacts of climate change. We have climate refugees moving around the world. We've had the highest temperatures on Earth recorded for the longest periods of time. We have had people go up to the moon and go to the bottom of the ocean. We've had all kinds of things happen.
Yes.
And we also had this little thing called AI that was already happening in the background, but it's now out in the open. The AI cat is out of the bag and things are changing every day. There's a lot of questions. There's, questions around, will there be the kind of workforce that I was trained for? Will my skills apply anymore? I spent so much time investing in this level of my career. What's the future hold? There's just so many questions. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about it, not just a little, we're going to talk about it for a couple reasons. We're going to be talking about what happens when your leadership style isn't working and how to reclaim it. And we're not talking about tactics today. This is not about just do this and you'll be able to make this happen. Because the leadership, all the things that we thought was good advice from before, while it might've worked in a certain time, all bets are kind of off in this climate. Do you not think? In a lot of ways.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Someone said to me that they wished they were born earlier so that they could get an MBA and become an executive, and that would be their career.
Yeah.
And I think there was this myth back, not that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, that if you had an MBA and you applied for a role, you would be a leader and you'd be done. You wouldn't need anything else. You got your business acumen and you can lead a whole bunch of people into success
and be successful, quote unquote.
So
we're go ahead.
None of the parameters are valid anymore. You don't know where to point, you don't know where to look. None of the assumptions you used to make are valid anymore. It is basically it's leadership on quicksand.
Ooh, that's a good way to, that's a good scary way to, to put it, but it's true.
I think sometimes it can feel that way.
Yes.
Just because of all the parameters, all of the signposts, all of the ancient wisdom and knowledge and rules and regulations and everything was kind of accepted for a very, very long time. And now that's all gone.
Yes.
So,
well, there was
a way that we understood it was like to be a leader or a boss. If you ask someone what makes a boss, there was a really clear understanding about somebody who told you what to do and whose approval you had to get and who you always had to show up for in a certain way. And for those of us who are listening, who are leaders, that no longer fits. Now there's this revolving door of people coming to your office who they've got personal issues. They've got challenging issues with their families. They have to go on a leave. And we just wondered, you know, speculating, any organization over 50 people, how many people are on leave? Stress leave.
Oh, man.
Or about to leave.
Yeah.
Ready to find the next best thing.
Right.
Leadership has turned into much, much more of a heartfelt process than a mind-felt process. Before you had, you know, you read the Harvard Business Review once a week and read The Economist and read a few other journals and you're like, well, I know what I'm doing. And Inc. Magazine and Forbes and all the rest. And now, that might still be valid, but you have got to be operating from the heart and the soul a lot more than you used to, because people can't leave their challenges at the door, and nor they should they. I mean, you can't shut off the personal life and all the stressors that we just mentioned, and there's many, many more, right? Mm-hmm. You can't leave those at the doorstep when you come in to perform a task in the office. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that as a leader?
Mm-hmm. And Carol, you have mentioned a few times, and I've noticed this too, even if you look at how jobs are listed now for any kind of role that is any level of leadership or managing people, one of the key things that they will almost always say is have the ability to know how to coach the people you're leading. Mm-hmm. Like that's a common thing you see in job listings now.
Oh, everything from a Starbucks manager up is expected to coach their people. And well, we know because we're engaged in it that most people have no idea how to coach someone. But the qualities that are required are really realistic, that they are needed. You've got to be able to have some understanding. And, you know, having a degree in psychology or philosophy might actually do you better than a degree in business these days.
Is that interesting? Yeah.
And an understanding of multi-generational differences, right? We now, I think this is probably the first time in history, I think you said earlier, Carol, that we have four generations in the workplace.
Oh, yes. There's no
doubt
about it.
Diametrically opposed everything. So
one policy is not going to fit all. One procedure is not going to fit all. So as the leader, and I'm sure there are people who are listening to this, it's like, oh, yeah, that I've got complaints coming at me all the time because this doesn't fit so-and-so and it doesn't fit this person. And if I do it their way, then everybody else in the room is going to be annoyed. So how do we as leaders figure out what, not just what our style is, because that's important, but how to be flexible in that style?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but the challenge though, isn't it? The challenge is, how do you be flexible and address all of those different generational challenges or differences, and at the same time run a business or run your team? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that to me is where the tension is. It's sometimes you have to run at 100 miles an hour when the rest of the team or parts of the team might be going at 50, and they're not ready for that speed or they're not ready for those changes. So, and you don't want to bash people over the head and just drag them along like, you know, Flintstone style, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you play in an ever-changing space?
Mm-hmm. I think what we've discovered is it really comes down to learning about yourself, first of all, being honest about what you naturally go to under stress as a leader.
Yeah.
You know, do you revert back to that Flintstone style where you're yelling at someone out the office door? Or do you have enough awareness to be able to know how to be resilient and flexible in who it is you're talking to next? And yet, at the end of the day, still fulfill what is required of you? Because that, as you said Colin, is very true. That is truly the tension. We still have work to do here. We've still got to get this product out the door. We've still got to meet these customers' needs. How do we do all of that and take care of our people?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, our new leadership, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes, our new leadership development course that is focused on learning how to use coaching skills in your leadership. We decided to call it Reclaiming Leadership. And if you look on our site, or if you listen to anything that we talk about, we use that word a lot because we really believe that the concept of reclaiming something means you have had it. It is yours. You do own it. You do possess it. You know, like when you go into a coaching call, you go in with the understanding that someone is complete already. We are going to reclaim that completeness in how you're approaching this question or this challenge. So I am curious to hear your thoughts about when we talk about what it means to reclaim our leadership in just even as we talked about this in the title, if someone realizes that they are becoming really, if they're a leader and they're really heavy-handed in their leadership, or maybe the reverse is you want to reclaim your own leadership abilities. You're under someone who's heavy-handed. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a very oppressive, suppressive kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So how can people create the flexibility in the moments of those conversations and in those interactions and change how they're showing up?
Mm-hmm. I think there's really two sides to it. And part of it is and this goes to power and authority. It really does. If you are the leader and you've come to realize that you are operating in a very autocratic kind of heavy-handed way, it's up to you to be able to have some self-examination, some self-awareness, and begin to consider who you really want to be, which is really reclaiming not just your leadership, but your humanity, as you often say, Colin. That's one bucket of conversation. But the other one is, what if you work for someone like that? How do you retain your own individual leadership, and how do you show up under that person? Perhaps you are you're a leader for other people, because then we get these multi-layered situations where you may have a really challenging leader at the top, but you still have to lead your people underneath it. So where does that come in? I think that's a really big question. So which way would you tackle it first, Colin?
Well, I have a little evil side of me that says, well, if you could, play with this and bring joy and some fun into the equation. Okay. So if you've got somebody that you need that is sort of working in the old regime, right, the old world order of doing things, and they write you a 1,000-page email or 1,000 word emails that are just make your head want to explode, you could use ChatGPT or something like that to write 2,000 words back. So so the menace in me is like, well, you could bring some joy and play and laughter into it and just send it right back, right? So that's the Dennis the Menace version of it. I mean, I think the essence of how to deal with up or down or left or right or sideways is getting back to who you really are. And I often say to people, forget everything you've learned because so much has changed and so much is changing, and the rapid acceleration with things like AI or with geopolitics and the way the world is going, we often can't rely on our old assumptions.
Yes. I mean,
everything. So you can play Dennis the Menace and maybe, temper that appropriately, but also go inside and understand, what are you reacting to? And I think, and we've talked about this before, this idea of going inward and understanding awareness, understanding your reactors. What are the triggers that might make you react towards that person negatively? And then you bring it you bring it into your team too. So I think it's about humility and understanding your ego and where it sits in the equation and emotion and tuning up your emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. It feels as though we are in an era where your humanity needs to be amped up.
Front and center.
Mm-hmm. Turn down, turn off the books, turn on the humanity. And yeah. if you can have some fun in the midst of it, you know, please do so. But yeah, I think that's
I love it, Colin.
To me, that's where it's at.
Yeah, one thing I refer to often when I'm coaching people is what something my grandmother used to say is like, remember, we all put our pants on one leg at a time.
Yeah.
Right. The reality is that your boss, whether you're managing up or you're managing down, who the people you're working with are humans as well. And fundamentally, yes. we all actually want the same things. We want to have a workplace that is kind and compassionate and where we feel welcomed and at home.
Yeah.
We want to have that same experience when we're in our homes. We want to feel that we are loved and taken care of. Those things we have in common as humans across the planet and perhaps beyond. We don't know yet, but what you're pointing to, what I love, Colin, is that we can actually appeal to that humanity. And it may feel very risky putting out something that is rather tongue-in-cheek or a little bit cheeky, as you said, to be able to draw attention to there might be some humor here and there might be some lightness.
Yes.
Well, that seems to be the forgotten element, I think, in the workplace today. The humanity, light, joy, play. And you're right, remembering that we all do put on our one leg at a time. And that to me, in the era that I certainly did my MBA and grew up in that MBA world, that was never addressed. Yeah. It was all about, results and the end results and the ROIs. And I guess that's why we really created Whole Human Coaching to say, hold on. The workplace can be looked at through different lenses and can be measured in different ways. And let's create, a movement or a system around changing those measurements because the old ones just don't work. I mean, they don't work. I think for any generation in the workplace, whether you're Gen Z or whether you're a boomer kind of in, getting ready to do something else in the next chapter, none of it's working. And
different world.
The mental health numbers in Canada and the US and the health numbers are telling us, it's not just food. It's not just the news. It's not just geopolitics. It's not just all the other stuff that's like we talked about at the beginning of the podcast, but it's also, this model isn't working.
Yeah.
So let's change it.
So thank you for that little segue, Colin. Speaking of models, models are interesting, aren't they? Well, whenever I'm an entrepreneur and I have started many businesses. And one of the first things when you are thinking about a business is you do want to think about the model that you want to build. And that model can always evolve.
Yes.
That model, you can add to it, you can take away from it, but you need a starting place and with a business model in order to really know how to focus. That's an element of business. Anybody who's an entrepreneur will tell you that. You also need, we use models for everything. I'm in a family of a lot of architects, and architects love models, right? Like architects start with a model. Designers start with a model and they build out from that. And so human connection is actually no different. Whether or not we acknowledge or aware that we're using models does not change the fact that we are using models. Sometimes our models are default modes that are not working well for us, but we are all using models. So the opportunity, a part of reclaiming our leadership, is to think about what model are you using? What model are you building for yourself that is true to your values, true to your strengths, that's true to what you bring to the world and what you want to be able to create for yourself and others. So I would love to hear about how coaching models can help with leadership in ways that would probably surprise people.
Yes. Well, you know, the basic coaching model, and this, if anyone has considered taking coach training of any kind, there is a basic coaching model that you begin with a conversation that starts with permission. You have a middle where there's a lot of questions and listening, and you end the coaching conversation with some actions that can be taken forward to move something ahead. That's the basic model of coaching. Mm-hmm. But when you put it into a human way of interacting, you're beginning with that sense of compassion and understanding and mm-hmm. curiosity. You're asking questions which are to further where that human is going to go. Mm-hmm. And you're ending with something that has the person feeling like they have more capacity than when they started, that they have more understanding of what they're capable of. So that model fits anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's the magic of it. Mm-hmm. And that basis actually fits with any leadership style. Any leadership style can benefit from using this type of conversation casually in the hallway, in an interview, in a performance evaluation. It all can fit into this way of being together that is of the benefit of both human beings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the secret about coaching that nobody really talks about is the coaches get as much out of it as the people they coach.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Yeah. Yeah. That is so true. So
tell people that we have fun.
Yeah, we get paid to have fun.
This is really hard.
We have our launch coming up and our inaugural program that we're doing collectively. So we've all been part of different programs, but this is our first whole human coaching program. And it's called Reclaiming Leadership, where it's coming soon. People can find out information at wholehumancoaching.com under training, if you're interested in finding out more about that. In our program, Carol, what are some of the elements that people are going to be learning should they choose to join us?
Well, what they're going to walk away with is some tools that they can use immediately in their life for their leadership. So the idea of reclaiming leadership using this really quick program is that you will walk away a more aware human being. You will have some deep listening skills. You'll have some powerful ability to ask questions in a way that doesn't lead the conversation necessarily. And more than anything else, you're going to have a bit of resilience in how to approach conversations. Mm-hmm. No matter what the temperature, emotional temperature is, you'll have a better understanding about how you can be in there in a beneficial way for the people you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And it's a certificate program. So we offer a certificate mm-hmm. that people can use that is proof that you actually know how to put it into practice. So it's 8 weeks, 12 hours total, 8 weeks, two times a week. We meet for 45 minutes. The first session on Tuesdays, we're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays this round. First session on Tuesdays is a record, like a live recorded element. If people can't be there live, they can watch the recording. And the second session on Thursdays is live interactive practice, where you are mm-hmm. actually going to be the one that is learning how to use this in situations with your fellow cohort members. I'm proud of this. I'm proud of the work that we do. I am like honestly proud of the work that we do. I'm proud of mm-hmm. what we're putting out in the world. And I'm proud of the people that we work with already and with our clients and how we're not just talking about this. We've actually been putting this into practice day after day in all the different scenarios that we're in. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to know more about that, a reminder to go to wholehumancoaching.com under the training. You'll find the information there. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to us if you want to learn more about how you could bring this into your workplace for your team. Mm-hmm. Everything from how can you pitch this to your organization to have it funded, or any questions that you have, just please feel free to reach out. And one parting thought, we went a little over time, our apologies, but one parting thought, when you think about reclaiming leadership, what comes to mind for you guys?
Well, it sounds odd, but the word that just popped into my head was victory.
Oh.
And it's not like victory again in a war, but victory with what we can, who we can actually be in the world. Mm. That's what comes to mind for me.
Amazing. What about you, Colin?
To me, it's being untethered from the narratives and stories from the past that that are holding you down and holding you back as a leader, mm-hmm. and then subsequently holding the people that you work with back. And if you can be free yourself from those stories and narratives and blockages and ego sort of driven elements, what are the possibilities of being unleashed and untethered? And I think they're really unlimited. So join us and break free.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like and share. And you can find us everywhere on socials and online at Whole Human Coaching. Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye. Thank Take you. Care. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you want to learn more about who we are and who we work with, find us at wholehumancoaching.com. You can find us everywhere on our socials, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube as Whole Human Coaching.